Let's stick with food now. Clodagh McKenna, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Just had a nice big walk and so feeling ready for a chat.
A walk around your country estate, was it?
Yeah, a walk around the grounds, yeah.
Yes, with the dogs?
With the dogs.
You probably have corgis at this stage, do you? You've taken to the aristocratic lifestyle so much.
No, we've got one rescue dog and one boxer.
Okay. And listen, congratulations. You got engaged recently.
I did. We got engaged 2 months ago, which was, quite a lovely thing to do in the midst of all the pandemic. A little bit of cheer. So, yeah, we're very, very happy.
Yeah, I think it happened to a lot of people, in fairness. They ran out of things to say to each other and eventually, let's get married. Why not? It's a project.
Well, hopefully it was like done on love.
Of course. And so listen, you've probably heard we're all having a very meaningful Christmas here in Ireland this year. I've been looking at your Instagram and I see that it's all about tablescaping these days. Tell us about tablescaping.
So tablescaping, what is tablescaping? Tablescaping is basically taking, 10 minutes out before you sit down and have dinner to light a candle, put some nice flowers on the table, put out a tablecloth and make an occasion out of every meal time. And it's interesting that once you start it, it almost becomes like addictive, to kind of create this lovely meal time, because I'm sure all the rest of the country, we're all just missing that, going out to a restaurant or having people around for dinner and just kind of like those special occasions. And so tablescaping is really nice because then you can, you can do that. You can kind of create that lovely, memorable moment at home.
And I just know, is Harry doing the tablescaping in your house or are you doing it?
What do you think?
Yeah, right. So listen, no wonder he asked you to marry him. So every evening, do you put out a tablescape and then you probably cook him like a fantastic meal as well?
Yeah, no wonder he asked me to marry him.
Yeah.
Well, it's what I do. You know what I mean? You're a journalist.
I know. That's so...
It's what I do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love cooking. And you love cooking too. I love cooking. And it's... and for me, it's like, I stop work every day at 5:30 and then I go into the house and I, decide what I'm going to cook up. And it's kind of like our time, to kind of forget about work and kind of, create a lovely, relaxed supper together.
Lovely. Yeah. But then, of course, you will have been working all day on food and stuff as well. I spoke to you in May and you were saying at that stage that all your work had stopped with lockdown. But it kind of actually turned into a very productive time for you, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It was funny. On the first lockdown, it was scary the first couple of weeks. It was literally it was like one of those domino effects that every single job that I had lined up for the year got cancelled one day after one day. And then by the time I reached Friday, it was okay, I have no work for the whole year. And I just thought, God, what am I going to do? And so I decided, I want to keep busy. The most important thing for me was we're going to be locked down. We're in the middle of, where we live is literally, we're quite isolated already, because we're in the middle of the country. And I thought, I'm going to start doing a recipe video every day. And so I did a recipe video every day on my Instagram. And I kind of grew as a small thing. And all of a sudden, it kind of had it kind of grew into something much bigger. And we were getting, huge views. And then all of a sudden, loads of followers. And we're now over 100,000 followers. And this kind of lovely community started. And all of a sudden, social media went from somewhere that could be sometimes kind of tricky into a really lovely, warm, kind of glowy, cozy place that I'd never imagined that social media could become that kind of nice place.
Okay, amazing. You cracked that one. Yeah.
Cracked that one. And people were just brilliant. And so, I started growing vegetables for the first time from seed. And I didn't have a clue. I just never had done that before. And you know, I started sharing that on some of the daily videos, and then people were, you know, giving me tips, and I was getting over 300 DMs a day then from people asking, is there any way you could cook, you know, a dinner with, you know, using eggs, because we've got a surplus of eggs now, or, you know, we can't get pasta in the shops. Can we do dishes without pasta? Or can we just do baking that, you know, doesn't use, I don't know, for, you know, flour, or, you know, it was all these kind of things. And so I started doing creating recipes according to, like, what people were asking me to do. And then I started writing this book. My publisher got in touch with me and said, you know, like, we're looking at your Instagram. All these people are asking, where can they get all the recipes together? You need to start putting this all into a book. So all of a sudden, the day started getting really busy of filming the videos in the morning, writing the book, and then also, you know, growing all the vegetables and everything, and you know, or plan.
And then, of course, there was the tablescaping to be done before Harry came in the evening as well. And listen,
exactly,
you
so
also, and
busy.
This is really smart now, you opened a shop as well, because I was watching Nigella a few weeks ago, and she had these lovely copper kind of measuring spoon kind of things, and I thought, oh, they're amazing. And people notice all these things in videos, don't they? And they want the utensils then.
Well, so for me, it started out kind of, I was doing a recipe video and I was using my microplane zester that I'd been using for years. And I was saying, oh, guys, you know, if you're going to buy a zester, like, look up this one and search, get this one. And then everybody's asking, is there any way you can stock it and we could buy it from you? So I was like, okay, I'll get 50 in. So I was delighted with myself. 50 arrived and I opened up my shop online and I said, I know my first product, I'm selling this zester. And the whole weekend, I could hear the beeps going off on my email. And we sold over 500 over one weekend. And I only had 50. So I spent the next few days emailing people. They're coming back in stock. And then it's now turned into something really big. Like, we've over about 200 products on the shop. And it's a full-time business now. And so everything for the tabletop, for that tablescaping, candles, everything. We do Christmas boxes. And, you know, where you can buy the actual the gift box for somebody to do their own tablescape, and we ship them. And about, I'd say about 50% of the customers are from Ireland.
Come here.
Really lovely.
This is becoming clearer and clearer all the time why Harry popped the question. So not only were you tablescaping and making a restaurant quality meal every evening, you also, in your spare time, set up a little shop, and you've got cash coming in the lockdown as well. You're like a superwoman. Now, we like to give people a little doable recipe every weekend, a recipe for the weekend. And you have a very doable little knacky take on a fish pie. So look, we'll put the recipe up on our website and everything. So we don't need to talk through every single bit of it, but just talk us through it.
Yeah, so this, I was trying to think, I love a fish pie, but I was trying to make it just a little bit more different, a bit more exciting. So one day I decided, okay, I'm going to try to make a fish pie within a baked potato. So basically, you cook off your baked potatoes and then you scoop out, you know, cut them in half, scoop out the potato filling, mash that up, and then you make your fish pie filling, pop the fish pie filling into the shell of the potato, put the mashed potato on top and back into the oven. And oh my God, it's so good.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. And listen, for a fish pie, what are the best kind of fish to use? I suppose, do you want a mix of white and a bit of smoked? Would that be right?
Yeah, and prawns as well. Prawns or shrimp are lovely in there as well, you know, for that different texture and shape. But you definitely want a smoked fish and then a non-smoked white fish as well in that mix. And I also say, like, whenever you're doing your mix, you know, your bechamel sauce of, you know, milk and butter and flour, add in some mustard in there too, like Dijon mustard into it. It completely transforms
okay,
the white sauce.
Okay, just for a slight little kick to it.
Yeah, it gives a little spice.
And listen, then, are we poaching that fish?
We're poaching the fish in
and
milk.
And poaching fish is a delicate business, isn't it? Have you a tip for people on that?
Why do you think it's delicate?
Because I think it's delicate because you can go too far, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to overcook the fish. So you're only poaching it for about 10 minutes. And the good thing about poaching the fish in the milk is that the milk, lactic acid in the milk tenderizes the fish. And then when you drain off the fish, from the milk, and you use that milk then to make your white sauce. The milk is already infused with flavors from the fish, so it's like having, you know, you're getting the flavor of fish into the white sauce as well. And so then in another pot, you melt down your butter and your flour in it, and you cook off the flour with the butter, and then you strain that milk that you've poached the fish in and whisk it in until it becomes nice and thick and creamy. Add in your mustard, some fresh herbs if you have it, and then you put the fish back into it, and then that goes into the jacket potato.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so, dinner sorted for a Saturday night.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds great. And we put that up on rte.ie/Brendan. Clodagh, thanks a million. And I wish you and Harry every happiness. I know he'll be happy, but I hope that you will be happy as well. And
I'm so happy.
Excellent. You really sound it. And that recipe is also available in Clodagh's Weeknight Kitchen Cookbook, which is out now. Are you coming home for Christmas, Clodagh?
Do you know what? I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to come home in the next 2 weeks, and I'm going to get my mother and bring her back here for Christmas.
Okay. All right. Listen, good luck with everything, and talk
Thank
to you,
you
soon.